Bassist and pianist Charles Mingus reshaped jazz. Today we commemorate his birthday. Throughout his career, Mingus made music as vivid as his personality, emotional, volatile, and bold. During the 1940s and 50s, the Arizona native worked with Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington. Mingus eventually struck his own course, heading bands that highlighted the bass. The vagaries of the music business made Mingus so angry, more than once he lay down his bass in frustration. By 1978, Mingus was forced from his instrument by the paralyzing Lou Gehrig's disease. He died 1 year later. Mingus's wife, Sue, remembers her late husband's fire and spirit.
There is such a variety in Mingus music. You know, he wrote lush ballads, he wrote extended works, he wrote up-tempo swing pieces, bebop, just about every kind of music there was. He wrote many beautiful ballads about women that he loved, pieces called Diane, Peggy's Blue Skylight, and I have to say, Sue's Changes is one of my favorites. Jazz was in its heydays in the mid-60s and fell from favor as rock came in, rock and roll. And Charles, for a couple of years, a number of musicians, Sonny Rollins and others, withdrew from the scene for a while. The furies and the difficulties of living in this country had gotten to him, and he had gone into a hospital for a few months and did not play music. And this was a man who needed to play music, really, to live. When he was dying in Mexico, he said, if it weren't for music, you know, I wouldn't be here. Charles was diagnosed out of the blue with Lou Gehrig's disease. It's ALS. It stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, for which there's no cure. Charles had trouble with his fingers. He wasn't soloing on his bass violin as much. We went to many, many doctors, and finally he was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. And we ended up going to Mexico, and we underwent a lot of, Charles underwent a lot of different cures and operations in the dark with flashing knives, whether his life may have extended by a few months, but in any case, he died in Mexico. Charles represented many different things. He was a man of great courage and, above all, honesty and openness. But bottom line, what is living through the centuries is this enormous body of composition that he left behind, that one of the largest in 20th century American music. I guess I would say Black Saint and Sinner Lady is one of the great works that he wrote. It is profoundly melodic, it's enormously varied, it's full of surprise, it's powerful music. Mingus certainly had temper tantrums. He had rage and anger. He also had a deep-seated spirituality, tenderness, love. And as we all know, what gets headlines are usually when someone explodes and there's a big scene. People don't write about a man composing quietly at the piano for 10 hours a day. And in fact, what he knew himself to be first and foremost, which was a composer, has come to the fore.
That's Sue Mingus, widow of jazz legend Charles Mingus. She heads the Mingus Big Band, dedicated to keeping the music of Charles Mingus alive. We say happy birthday to Mingus, who would have been 83 today. And that piece was produced by NPR's Christopher Johnson.